I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Biden has used his first election campaign speech of 2024 to launch a scathing attack on former President Donald Trump. Speaking in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania, Mr. Biden accused his likely Republican opponent of posing a threat to US democracy. Will Vernon reports.
Joe Biden delivered his first campaign speech of the year with a stark warning. The sacred cause of American democracy, he said, was in danger. The president claimed the events of January the 6th, 3 years ago, when a violent mob of Trump supporters attacked Congress, showed that Mr. Trump was willing to sacrifice democracy for power. Those Republicans who support Trump, said the president, have abandoned democracy. Joe Biden also criticized the language used by Donald Trump, including calling his opponents vermin. Mr. Biden said such rhetoric echoed language used in Nazi Germany.
The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal by Donald Trump against a ruling in Colorado banning him from standing in the state's Republican primary election. From Washington, Shingai Nyoka reports.
The top U.S. court will sit early February to hear arguments about whether the Republican Party's leading candidate, Donald Trump, should appear on the primary ballot. The case lodged by Mr. Trump's lawyers appeals the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he's ineligible to appear on that ballot. While a handful of states have allowed Mr. Trump to stand, about a dozen others have still to decide, giving the Supreme Court justices little choice but to weigh in. A rarely used post-Civil War constitutional clause bars from office those who have engaged in insurrection.
The United Nations head of humanitarian affairs has again called for an immediate end to the war in Gaza, saying the territory has become a place of death and despair. Martin Griffiths said the world was watching on as residents faced daily assaults. A UN spokeswoman, Stephanie Tremblay, repeated calls by the UN Secretary-General, Antonio Guterres, for a lasting political solution.
As the SG said repeatedly, really what is important is really to work towards the two-state solution, to have first the humanitarian ceasefire, to try to find a way to address the immense and growing needs of the population there, to facilitate the aid of humanitarian delivery, to release all the hostages, and to resume work seriously towards a two-state solution.
The Bolivian president, Luis Arce, says security officials have made the country's largest ever seizure of cocaine after finding almost 9 tons of the drug hidden in a lorry near the western city of Oruro. Officers believe the haul was destined for Europe, where it would have a street value of around $500 million. 4 people have been arrested. This is the World News from the BBC. A lawyer for the jailed Senegalese opposition leader, Ousmane Sonko, says the Constitutional Council has rejected his application to run in next month's presidential election. The lawyer said he was told that Mr. Sonko's documentation was incomplete. He denounced the decision as an electoral farce. Almost 100 candidates have put their names forward to the council, which is due to announce the list of presidential contenders later this month. At least 4 people have been killed and many others injured in a fire on a moving train in Bangladesh, with the police saying they suspect an arson attack and sabotage ahead of national elections. The train was travelling to the capital, Dhaka, from the western city of Jessore. One passenger described how he escaped the blaze.
When I opened my eyes, I could see nothing but smoke. I threw one of my sons from the train window and a person outside caught him. Another son and my wife somehow managed to escape. I was about to go abroad. My passport and other belongings were packed inside the train, and I couldn't recover them.
The Brazilian Football Confederation has sacked Fernando Diniz, the head coach of the men's national team, after he secured just 2 victories in 6 months. He'd lost his last 3 matches, including to arch-rivals Argentina, and Brazil are at risk of failing to qualify for the next World Cup. The decision came a day after a Supreme Court judge ordered the reinstatement of the Confederation's president, Ednaldo Rodrigues. A Brazilian competitor in this year's Dakar rally has been forced to borrow a car to compete in after the ship carrying his original vehicle was delayed due to Houthi attacks in the Red Sea. Rodrigo Varela was hunting for a replacement for his Can-Am UTV car until a Portuguese driver offered a suitable alternative. The annual off-road endurance race got underway in Saudi Arabia on Friday. BBC News.